Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don. And, of course, today, I'm along with the very lovely Mary Jane.
Hello.
Hello, Mary Jane. I don't know if I've told you lately, but I love your Hello Kitty headphones.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Well, as you're probably going to say, wait a second, this isn't a Big Three podcast. Well, it really isn't. This is another best of, but it isn't even a best of Big Three podcast. That's right, because today we're starting a very special series that's called Behind the Podcast. This is where you're going to hear some stuff that you've never heard before, and it's with things that happen outside the podcast. Today's Behind the Podcast is called I've Been Hacked. Now, what's this all about? I'm sure you're wondering, so I'm going to tell you. If you follow Big Three activities on the social network, and by that I mean Facebook, you might remember two pretty big events that happened last year. Well, actually, it's almost exactly a year ago. So this is sort of an anniversary. If you're a member of the Big Three fan club, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about because it was great. One of them is when Perry joined NAMBLA. And then shortly after that, Perry had his Facebook and Twitter. They were both hacked by a guy claiming to be none other than the very famous RC. For those people that don't know, boy, you've never listened to this show before. Now, I played a pretty big part in these two events since I was the hero in both of them. I don't know why I always seem to be the hero, but I always do. Now, you're going to hear about everything that I've been talking about because we're going to hear about both events in this upcoming show. First things first. You might remember when Perry went on Facebook and declared that he supported NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. It actually turned out to be a pretty big event, and lots of fans got involved with this. Well, now you're going to hear the whole story, mainly from Perry himself. But before we get to Perry, let's get a little backstory to this. Phil Robertson from the show Duck Dynasty got in a little bit of trouble when he made some anti-gay remarks in an interview he did with GQ Magazine. It was pretty big news, and because Perry is into such pop culture, nothing gets by him. He heard it, and he had an opinion about it. If you've been a listener of this show, I'm sure you understand that Perry is somewhat of a homophobic. Well, actually, a really big homophobic. He came out in support of Phil Robertson's comments, both online and here on the Big Three Podcast during one of our best of shows. So a short while after he did all this, Perry received a package in the mail. This package contained a letter from someone claiming to be Phil Robertson's agent, and there was also a Duck Dynasty t-shirt and three bumper stickers that said, Proud Supporter of NAMBLA. The letter informed Perry that NAMBLA was a group that was created to aid scorned actors who were in the system, and it stood for the negative allegation made against legendary actors. Now, Perry being Perry, he didn't bother to go and look this up to see if it was true. He took it for its word, and he wholeheartedly was into it and very excited about it. So after Perry opened the package, he kept sending numerous text messages to his publicist, Tom Brennan. He wanted Tom to know about the great package he just got in the mail. Now, thankfully for us, UA Craig III had been doing some recon on Tom Brennan, and this has been going on since the time Tom was missing and wound up in some freakish bondage scene with his old pal, John Quincy Adams. So UA Craig III was monitoring and recording all of Tom Brennan's phone calls, and that became a good thing for us, because when Tom called Perry to find out about this package, UA Craig later was able to send these recordings to me. Well, that's the backstory. Get ready for this. Hit it.
So, talk to me. What's going on?
Well, I want to hear about this package you got.
Let me read you the letter. A t-shirt, three bumper stickers, and the bumper stickers say, proud supporter of NAMBLA. N-A-M-B-L-A. Okay. That, Dear Perry, my name is Gerald Vency Jr. I'm an agent for Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. You may recall that up until recently, he was a signed cast member that has since been taken off the air due to comments about gay marriage and was placed into the system. At a recent show business and reality television gala, I met your publicist, Tom Brennan, and it came up in the conversation that you defended Phil for his anti-homosexual remarks on your Big Three podcast radio show. I just want to let you know that on behalf of Phil, he really appreciates it. Hollywood can be a tough place to work in 2014 with everyone walking on eggshells and being politically correct. It's a rare thing for another celebrity to stand up and come out and come to the defense of another, especially when it comes to such a hot button issues. Phil has friends that would not do something for fear of a permanent Hollywood blacklisting, but for a total stranger to do it is tremendous. Please accept this care package as a token of our gratitude. Enclosed is a Death Fantasy t-shirt and some stickers for a movement that we've set up to aid Phil and other scores or other scorned actors to get out of the system. It's for a fund we're calling NAMBLA for the negative allegiance made behind legendary actors. Yeah, NAMBLA. Yeah, negative allegiance, or excuse me, negative allegations made behind legendary actors. Also represented in the group are actors who have been affected by negative allegations throughout the years, such as Michael Richards, Kramer from Seinfeld, the stand-up comedian, Robert Blake, actor of Lost Highway, Money Train, TV's Brianna, and more, all of whom have been put in the system due to the allegations of young Hollywood and an overly politically correct pro-homosexual system. We thank you for doing your part to promote this. Please put these stickers on your car, home, and spread the message with friends and radio listeners. And together we can work to get out of the system. Take care and God bless. QET Jr.
Wow, that was really nice of him.
Yeah. Tremendously nice. How do I write a thank you note? And
you should probably write a thank you to him on Facebook for the things he sent. Say that you're a supporter of NAMBLA. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Just give him a little shout out. Are you going to put the sticker up in your apartment?
I'll put it on I'll put it on the back window of my Celica as well as, not my Celica, my Corolla, as well as my truck.
Can you take a picture of that?
After I put it up on both vehicles, I'll take a picture.
Now, this is very exciting because we have a very, very special guest here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Scaremaster, the king of Fright Night comedy, Scary Perry Caravello.
How in the fuck did you get those tapes?
All right, I already mentioned this, but our good friend Huey Craig III.
Who's good friend? He's not my good friend.
Well, he's my good friend. Actually, I don't even know him that well, to be honest with you. He just became
He's a freaking stalker. He's a freaking spy.
He became an obsessed fan. He would always bring us stuff, and I think he's just trying to show off his powers. You know what I mean? Now, Scaremaster, as a courtesy to you, I'd like to ask if it's okay if these calls were played on our best of show to keep the fans interested.
Might as well.
Okay, great. I love the attitude. Okay, so perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to
put... He's already got the rest of my life on
who does?
Q.A. Craig III, the only thing he doesn't say is when I should shave and shower.
Maybe. Okay, anyway, we have your permission.
Yes. Then.
Okay, so perfect. That's what we need.
You guys know everything else about me. Might as well.
See, that's the right attitude to have, Perry. So let's get back to these calls, okay?
Okay.
So as we just heard, we heard how excited you were when you got the package in the mail from NAMBLA.
I didn't know what the word NAMBLA meant.
You had no idea. I remember during the time of the calls, I came up to you and I said, hey, do you know what this means? Do you remember that?
Yeah. And then I go, oh, shit.
Now, you put these stickers all over your car.
I put two stickers on my car.
Okay. But you didn't know what NAMBLA meant at the time.
Not at the time.
And you then put them. Then you drove around with those stickers on your car, correct?
Until I found out what NAMBLA meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now with this big setup, now it is time to hear the call. This is where you were a little cocky at first, and you come out and you actually call me out. But anyway, are you ready to listen to these?
Go ahead.
So this is a call between Tom Brennan and Perry, and I would like to thank once again Hugh A. Craig for providing us with these phone calls.
Oh, my God.
I am honored to be associated with NAMBLA. Like old new me, man. Things are going to happen. Things are taking off. It's the organization that Phil Robertson's behind and his agents.
Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Yes. I want to have a t-shirt saying Duck Dynasty on it. But hold on. I don't remember what it stands for. NAMBLA, okay. For the negative allegations made behind legendary actors. There it is. I'm legendary. I want to say I'm an old pro because I've been around the business since the early 90s. But I only did one great movie.
What else did he send you?
Three stickers.
What did the stickers say?
Proud supporter of NAMBLA.
And what did you do with the stickers?
Put stickers in between my daughter and Justin. One's on my truck, one's on my car.
Those are the ones you put on Facebook?
Yeah.
You know what? Go to your truck photo on Facebook. Let's take a look to see if anybody wrote.
Hold on. Facebook. Barry. There it is. How am I 4x4? You preview. Let's see. 54. Or 67?
Read every single comment to me.
Okay. Oh, Jared. I love this, Perry. You are so positive and upbeat. Andy Bassick, awesome. Kirk Fletchley, perfect. You should be proud to display that. Clint Davis, I would do anything for the big three or for a big three or an NAMBLA sticker. I'm jealous. Strong organization supported by a strong, manly man. Jeff Smith, Ron Coon. Yeah. Say it loud and say it proud. Let's see, Brandon Bowie. Way to go, Perry. Spread that positivity around, bud. Lynn Yoitz, a little negative bitch. You wear it well, big big guy. Stay positive, bro. Okay, David Weitzer, awesome, Perry. Dude, this is all awesome, and I'm starting to cry. Dean Cherry, awesome, Perry, you rock. Jared Savage, way to go, Perry. Sam Stewart, I'm really happy for you, Scaremaster. Things are taking a major positive turn in your life. John Doherty, you're a true inspiration, Perry. I think John's my old girlfriend's brother, my old junior high school girlfriend, one of them. Everyone will know who the true star is. Way to go, Perry. Tim Dyer, that's a nice comment. Now, let me say this. Two people you will not hear from. Mary Jane Green or Don Barris. You will not hear from those two because they're jealous. Scott Horton, that's great. I'm so glad that things are turning around for you. Put you up above. Okay. Colin Cook, I didn't know that Cook was a 4x4 badass. A little sticker too. Let's see. Way to accentuate positive and eliminate the negative. Hey, Perry, you are really turning your life around in a positive way. Way to go, Pearmaster. Leonard Goltz, looking good, Scaremaster. Positive for you, for life. Positive for life. Let's see. Something to be proud about. You've made it, Perry. Jeff Caravello. Emmanuel Daskless, Perry, this is a phenomenal show of support for such a wonderful organization. You should have a bunch of Nambulist shirts made up to sell on your website. Start wearing them around town to drum up support for all the real stars currently locked into the system. Crystal Cherry, awesome. Sticker Perry, something to be proud of. Tom, I just can't believe this. I just can't fucking believe this, man. About fucking time these fucking people start going on my side rather than dickhead's side. You know who I mean when I say dickhead.
Who do you mean?
I'm bearish, you stooge. Okay, now that's all to apply a decal straight. It's like you, Scaremaster. It's not straight on my car, it's straight on my truck. Who's boss? Congrats. Okay, now that's what I call a hot rod. Such a cool choice of stickers. Brother, keep on rocking. Good looking truck. Be sweet. I gotta say. I didn't show much of my truck. I just showed the bed of the truck and the back window. See, we had a spring break hot spot. Show them who's boss of the strip. This is so awesome. Really brings a smile on my face. Glad to see things are going so well. I got Ajita, man. I just can't believe this shit. Right, other than a pic of a black bikini clad ass on a yellow bodyboard, this is my favorite pic of all time. Okay, thanks, Right Dog. I mean it. Hands down the coolest sticker ever. Keep it rocking, Pierre Curbelo. Write it with pride. I'm freaking out, man. You'll probably see a lot of those people on the road being haters, but just know you got accepted into the motherfucking negative allegations made behind the Legendary Actors Organization. Way to go, Scaremaster. May God and your community smile upon you for taking this great step forward. You're back, Perry. This is the greatest feeling ever! I'm so happy! Whoa, wait. Right now, a few seconds ago, Don Barris just wrote, Perry, what are you doing? This makes you look like a bigger freak than your freaky publicist. Oh, fucking asshole he is. Do you know what you've just joined? Yeah, I do. It's the North American Man Boy Love Association. If you don't believe me, check out this link. North American Man Boy Love Association? What? Dodgers Joseph never wants me and not him! Not him! Fuck him!
Perry, I hate to say this, but I just looked into this and Don's right. Don's trying to help you.
Bullshit! Fucking people are just so full of shit! God damn it! Wait! All these fucking people are attacking me now! What the fuck? Oh my god, all they're doing is... God damn it! God damn these fuckers are gonna go straight to hell! They're gonna go straight to hell!
What are they saying?
I can't even read any of that shit! They're coming to me too fucking fast! Oh my god! Barry, you're fucked up! Zed Zonberg, what the fucking jerk off? Henry Langley. Holy shit! That's what NABLA means! Barry, you're fucking sick! You need help! Baby Andrews! Perry! You've broken my heart! I trusted you! This is sick! Baby Hayes! Fuck you! Fucking people make me fucking sick. Can't fucking believe this. And then in the tuck yacht. OMG, oh my god, Perry, you are scum, what a dick. Rico Lee writes, WTF, Perry, Brett Myers, forever in the system. Lynn Yacht, you have broken our hearts. Locked down in the system. Chris Danger Smith Perry. This is disgusting. As a longtime fan, I'm outraged. Langley writes, that's disgusting. Perry, you just lost a fan for life. Matt Upsell, I can't believe this. Where's the kitty porn on your phone now, miss? There was no kitty porn on my phone. One stupid fucking picture. Fuck you. BJ Mellon, you've got to be kidding me. This is appalling, Perry. Why? I can't believe this. Perry Littlefield. Perry, that's terrible. Still been out of the... It's still a six truck, whatever. James LaCroix. Perry, what the fuck is this? I thought you liked women. Nibbler 666. The sick institution. And Al Hoffman writes, fuck, holy fuck, Perry. We should have known. You are one creepy fuck. You know what, Al Hoffman? Go fuck yourself. These motherfuckers, they all ought to die. It's going to happen. When Jehovah's Day comes, they will die. Fuck! Ah, shit! God damn it! Never gay boy shit! This is a sick perverted gay group! Fuck! I gotta hang up! I have to run out to my truck and my mother's car, remove those fucking stickers, and get them off right the fuck now! Fuck! Those motherfuckers! Motherfucker! I gotta go! I gotta go!
You sounded a little upset at the end there.
Yeah, I was fucking furious. And excuse me again for swearing, but yeah. I was very mad.
You said you wanted to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will admit, you did sound a little wound up there.
Yeah.
It started out really good. You were very confident. You were, until someone pointed out that you were joining the North American Man-Boy Love Association. I'm still a little confused why you joined them. Why did you join them?
It was explained to me something totally different.
What does that mean?
I don't remember what those letters were standing for this other so-called organization, but that's how they explained it, and then all of a sudden it's man, boy, this gay, homosexual garbage, and when I found that out, it was like those stickers were gone.
Yeah, I mean, you went a little crazy, as you just heard.
Yeah, I went ballistic.
And I believe the thing you were looking for, you thought that NAMBLA meant, because they just said it, the negative allegations made behind legendary actors movement.
That was it.
Exactly.
That was it.
Would you admit that I was kind of a savior in that?
Thank you. Yes.
All right. I appreciate you saying that.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but that's all I ever really try to do is to help you out.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think so?
You're getting better, because we used to fight a lot, and you're getting a lot better. You're not becoming a jerk to me as much as you were back in the old days.
Well, thank you very much. And on that note, let's talk about another time that I came to your rescue. It really is seeming like I do that quite a bit. And the next event happened only a week after you joined NAMBLA. Do you know what I'm talking about this time?
I have no idea.
Well, it had to do with Facebook again.
Yeah, it's one of those fuckers hacked into me.
That's right. Not just your Facebook, but they took over your Twitter, too.
It was disgusting.
Well, here's what happened. There are a lot of people out there that want to fuck with you, and they want to destroy your image for some reason.
Because they're jealous, and I don't know what they're jealous of. I'm not even a big-time celebrity. I'm just a stupid cult classic celebrity.
Well, but even there, you did the dumbest fucking thing, because all the people that were against you, you unblocked for some reason. You let in some people that had done nothing. Yeah, and they were all fucking with you, and they got back in.
Well, you know what? Talking about blocking people, it's time we start blocking John Quincy Adams, because I am disgusted and mortified over what this prick is doing to Tom Brennan.
Well, we can talk about that at another time. I mean,
what?
Well, what do you want to do?
I want Tom Brennan home, and I want him home now.
Well, you gave him 72 hours, and they didn't comply with that. So I don't think they're going to comply this time.
They better.
Well, they probably aren't.
Why aren't they?
All right, let me get back
to
that.
That's, I mean, the guy kidnaps Tom for what?
I don't know for what. I don't know any of that. I told you the guy was a freak, and he hasn't proved me wrong yet.
Yeah, John Quincy Adams is a freak.
No, Tom Brennan's a freak.
Tom Brennan is not a freak.
All right. Now, that's enough from us. Let's hear you explain what happened during the conversation you had with Tom Brennan. As I've mentioned before, Hugh A. Craig III was monitoring and recording all of Tom's phone calls at the time. So once again, he provided us with these calls. I like to play this more as a public service announcement, so this doesn't happen to someone else. So let's play that call.
Oh, boy.
I'm so crazy and upset over all this hacking bullshit.
The person who hacked your Facebook is really causing us problems.
That motherfucker! This is going on too long! I'm getting scared!
You've been without your Facebook for a good week now.
Almost.
I can hear in your voice that you're a little upset about this.
I'm pissed! My skateboard company is out of business because I don't have Facebook. As well as I am unable to talk to any of my friends, fans, or family.
All right, let's back up a bit. When did this whole mess start?
This whole thing happened last Saturday night.
All right, let's start there. What did you do Saturday night?
I was watching the Olympics I tried to reach Lisa Marie online, and I saw that she blocked me online, so I called her up. And I said, why did you remove me as a friend? She says, because all you do is talk about fags and homosexuals. You know, all you keep using is the faggot word, and I don't want to see faggots. You know, I'll lose work every time I have that associated with my account. I said, all right, then fuck it. I'll remove everybody. And I did.
Now, that's the part I don't understand.
I was stupid. I was fucking literally brain dead stupid. For all of a sudden just saying, then I'll erase everybody. If you think I have such a fucking hatred towards the gay community, then I'll unleash everybody and let all the people that want me destroyed on the internet go on. And then we'll see what happens.
So what happened?
Within one fucking hour of me releasing everyone, my password was changed. Because I remember seeing somebody say on my post, is Hugh A. Craig III unblocked? Is Dimitri Moreland out? I said, yeah, Dimitri Moreland's out. They both are released from the block list. Oh, they'll like to hear this. And then all of a sudden, boom, my account's hacked. And it had to have been by somebody associated with those two.
Well, it could have been. You had a lot of people blocked. You had about 50 people on your block list. It could have been any one of those people.
Exactly. I am so fucking stupid.
But didn't you think that you should contact me first, being that I'm your publicist?
Call me immediately. Wait for Tom. Did I wait for Tom? For 10 minutes I waited for Tom.
I was out. I can't always answer the phone.
You were busy, okay? It was my fault. I was in the wrong 110% of the way. I mean, if it was a fucking week and you still didn't call me, I should have still fucking waited. God damn it, it was my fault. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I really am. Because I used all my resources, and I still can't get this account back. Whoever did this really knew what they were doing.
I'm so fucking stupid.
Here's what I suggest that I do. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on my Facebook and I'm going to look at your Facebook account from there. I'm going to see what activity is on there. Then I'll go onto your account. I'll see what's there. I'll copy it into a document and I will send it to you. And then we can get an idea of what's been going on in your Facebook, number one, find out possibly who's behind it and hopefully get some kind of way to get back on there.
Please, 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 do that immediately. Please, do that immediately.
Okay, I'll do that now, and I'll call you back in a bit. Make sure you stay by your phone.
I will. Thank you, sir.
you can see that I was scared.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, Tom went to investigate what was going on with your page, and when he went on there, he saw a post from none other than Randy Callahan.
It's crazy.
Well, I should say someone pretending to be Randy Callahan.
How do you know that they're pretending?
I don't think that was a real Randy Callahan. I really don't.
I don't.
Well, if you remember, they had back and forth conversations between you and Randy. Now, you weren't on one end. No, that was the person that hacked you. And Tom copied the entire post into a Word document, and then he emailed it to you. Do you remember that?
Right. Yeah. Well, then I was thinking, what the fuck is this?
Well, you actually read every single post that was made by Randy in this thread.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom made me read all this to him over and over, and I was just disgusted by what I was reading, and I didn't want to read anymore.
All right. So in this next clip, you're going to hear Perry read the lengthy Facebook post of a conversation between Perry, someone pretending to be Perry, and that RC guy, or I should say, someone pretending to be that RC guy. That's followed by Perry reading comments from the fans who weren't quite sure what was going on.
Okay.
I have to issue a warning at this point and say that this segment is a really long one. So this is for the hardcore Perry fans only. It's over an hour of Perry just reading, and it's going to sound like the world's longest $10 shout-out. And I think you know what I mean by that. So if you're not a diehard Perry fan, you might want to tune out right now. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. With that, let's hit it.
Hello?
Perry, it's Tom.
I hope you have some good news, man, because I'm really scared. I'm freaking out over here.
Well, before I go into any detail about it, I'll say this. There just might be some good news.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think it was possible, but you might be able to get your account back.
Dude, I don't know how to say thank you. This means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Well, don't thank me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Then who do I thank?
I know you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think the person that you're going to have to thank here is Don Barris, because the guy really came through for you, I got to say.
Really?
Yeah, he stepped up for you big time, big time. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. But in this case, the guy hit a home run for you. This is the second time in a week that he saved your ass.
I appreciate that. And, you know, we might not be major fans of Don's, but you know what? Don is my business partner in Windy City Heat, as well as the Big Three Project. And Don has stood behind me in many things, in many occasions, in many events. And this is one of them that I feel that Don would most definitely be right behind me on. Because I know Don doesn't want to see my Facebook bombarded and destroyed in this fashion either.
No, of course not. I agree.
So what did you see when you went on there?
Well, there's this thread on there. It's a post that somebody made. I copied everything in there, and I'm about to email it to you.
This better not be some disgusting gay thing.
Well, regardless of what it is, you have to read me the entire thing so we can use this recording to voice verify your identity if it comes down to that. I also want to see if this thing can give us any clues about who might have done this to you.
All right. Makes total sense.
I get the impression that you're a little frustrated.
Well, I'm not happy, man. Well, I have a suspicion it's Dimitri Moreland or Eli Quick III. That's my suspicion.
Okay, well, I just sent you this email, and I want you to open it up.
Let me go over to the computer. Inbox. There it is. Let's see what we got here.
Now, I'm going to keep quiet so you can read this thing to me.
All right, let's open up this motherfucker. Open up. It's a picture of the Big Three. All right, this is, it shows the very top of my page. It shows Don Barris to my right, then Mole to my left, and Bobcat Goldthwait to Mole's left, seated. This is my front Facebook face page. Below that, you see a picture of somebody with a dog, and it says, Randy Callahan posted to Perry F. Caravello. What the fuck is this? Oh, Randy Callahan posted this, huh? Hello there. I hate to bother you, but someone sent to me your profile, and for some reason, you look familiar to me. I know this sounds weird, and it isn't a come on, but do I know you? Oh, God. There's some disgusting and revolting gay computer graph on here. There's some fat guy in underwear holding a rainbow-colored flag and what looks like me with a wig and some lipstick. I don't know who the fuck this other guy is. I've never seen this guy before. This is all computer graph to make me look like some homosexual freak. Perry, you really don't remember me? And Randy Callahan says, no, I don't, but I find you extraordinarily handsome. Perry, thank you. Perry, I don't mind telling you what happened because I love telling this story. About 22 years ago, you had booked me on a commercial for Alvarado Hospital during the days that you ran Total Eclipse Productions. After the shoot, that's where I got in trouble. I had stopped a fellow actress while driving on the freeway, having her pull the car over on the side of the road. I got out of the car and went over to her car where I sexually abused her. Bullshit. She was upset and she called you to tell you what I did to her. You then called me into the office, Randy Callahan. Okay, I didn't sexually abuse this girl. Okay, I just reached my head into the car to give her a goodnight kiss in the cheek, and she moved her head away. I did not sexually abuse her. That was as far as it went. I kind of felt a little shocked. Then Randy Callahan made all these fucking bullshit things. And then Randy Callahan, you know, this is starting to sound familiar. Didn't you burst into my office and tell me that you wanted to exchange something with me if I gave you? No, I didn't say that. You say vouchers? I thought that you were going to offer something like detailing my car, but then I said you just laughed at me while you were looking at my crotch area. Oh, Christ. Yeah, that's right. Then I told you with a mouth like mine, I didn't need to do manual labor. Oh, fucking bullshit. You attacked me, giving me oral like a champion. Yeah, I remember you have... Yeah, sure. You know, this is so disgusting. Perry, I've been great. I've been great. You know, it's funny to finally talk to you again. It seems like there isn't a day that goes by without someone mentioning you to me or me bragging about our special day to somebody. I'm Randy Callahan. That is funny. God, it's good to hear from you again, .. Now, what have you been up to? ? Then with my face, my name, then I say, right now, I'm in the middle of getting ready to have a big Valentine's Day party that I'm having at my apartment. No, I'm not having no Valentine's Day thing at my apartment. This is disgusting. Hey, wait a minute. You should come to this party, period. It's on the 14th, please say that you can come, period. I'm fucking furious. Anyone who knows me knows I do not throw parties. This is complete and total bullshit, and no one better show up here tomorrow. I can't believe this. Fucking Randy Callahan bullshit. Randy Callahan line. It goes, Randy Callahan, I'd love to come to your party, period. I'm telling you right now, I'm not throwing a party. I'd also love to see that mouth of yours again, period. I'm interested in seeing if it's still the pipe cleaning machine that it once was. What the fuck? Now I'm really getting pissed here. Oh, God. Now here is my name. Trust me when I tell you that from the nearly 22 years of experience that I've had, it has only got better. Let me stop right there and tell you something. Do you like Craig III? Dimitri Moreland just destroyed my Facebook page. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I fucking guarantee it. Randy Callahan, you really know how to get people to come to your party, explanation point. If you don't mind me asking, comma, how can you afford to throw such a big party? Question mark. Period of Caravello. Because I get my money by scamming the government. No, fuck. I scam no one. This is fucking bullshit. Do people actually think I'm saying that shit? I would never say this shit. The Randy Callahan, what? Question. Perry of Caravello, yeah, back in 1979 I came up with this plan. What? Oh my God. You're not going to like this, but when I find this guy, I'm going to fucking sue the shit out of him. I came up with this plan to get money in a fake disability scheme. I hired an actress to drive down the wrong side of the freeway and hit my car that I wasn't even in. I had been hiding on the side of the road waiting until the actress hit my parked car. After that, I walked up to my damaged car and just kept my eyes closed for these 3 months, pretending to be in a coma while I've been living on Easy Street ever since. Bullshit! It's absolute positively complete bullshit. I could fucking call up Loma Linda and fucking get records out of there in a heartbeat showing my comatose event, showing that I was in the hospital for 3 months and why I was in the hospital for 3 months. I could show you pictures of the car that was nearly destroyed. Now, back to this thing. Randy Callahan goes, ew, look who's coming, look who's become a real bad boy. So tell me, how do I get to this party? I'm not inviting anybody to my house tomorrow, the 14th of February. And then in my name, Perry of Caravello, I was just finishing up the invites that I was putting online. Oh, no. You wrote this on my timeline, Randy? 1, 2, 3 explanations. The people that can this are my fans, and they've heard me brag about us without... Oh, brother. Telling them know the entire truth. What entire truth? This guy is fucking destroying my life. Randy Callahan, oh, they must have a lot of questions for us then. Maybe we should answer someone. Oh my God, this is such bullshit. Then under my name, that's a great idea. Okay, guys, if you have any questions for either Randy or myself, they'll answer anything, and I mean anything. Oh, this is such bullshit. Perry F. Caravello, here's an invite to my Valentine's Day party. Everybody on my, everybody knows my address. Oh, God. Now there's this sick fucking computer graph invitation on here. Whoever wrote this fucking invite is going to be killed. I would never make something like this sick shit. It's like a card. It's about, I would say, an 8.5 wide by 6 high invite card on this sheet of paper that's on the computer screen. And it opens up and says, give us a hand celebrating Valentine's Day with a party. Friday, February 14th at 7722 Racina Boulevard, apartment 102, my home address. Dancing games. Oh, Jesus. Swallow the oyster, bury the bone, hide the brat, free food and drinks. I'm not having no fucking party here. It promises to be a handful all day. Yeah, bullshit all day. Bullshit. This is disgusting. This fucking guy wants to destroy me. Are you hearing this shit? Listen to what this fucking thing says. It's mortifying. Noon till question mark. Everyone who can't get in, just hop over the patio to the sliding glass door. In quotations? Yeah, you hop over the patio to my sliding glass door. I'm not opening it up. Anyone who tries it is going to be killed. I can't believe this shit. And then I get to then this fucking Andy Robinson guy writes below and goes, I'm so pleased that you two have managed to get a second bite at love. Good luck at the Sausage Fest. XXXX. Fuck off, Andy Robinson. And then Doc P. P-E-A-Y. Will you really rate, comma, Scaremaster, question mark, that I answer no. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Don't you get it, question mark. I was the one that gave him oral. 1, 2, 3 explanations. He was the victim here. 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations. What a bunch of bullshit, man. They're trying to twist it to make it look like I'm the one that fucking raped Randy Callahan. You know, whoever fucking stole my account, I want the motherfucker's thumbs cut off. I want his fucking tongue cut off. Pile of shit. Sam Stewart writes, now that you reconciled, comma, would the two of you consider inviting Jake Duane into the relationship? Question mark. Oh, my God. Now they're bringing up that necrophiliac rapist. Fuck. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Are we able to fucking get this motherfucker and put him away? I'm gonna kill this fucking guy. This motherfucker's gonna get brutalized. God damn! I'm going fucking crazy. This fucking guy. And I've got pages and pages of this garbage. You're gonna make me read. Oh my God. Then I'm on the next page, right? Under my name, no, comma, he wrote my publicist, comma, Tom Brennan, 1 explanation point. Whoever's behind this is going to be fucking killed. Trace LaCroix Jr. Perry, are you saying that you are really gay, as in Oklahoma's gay? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then I guess they're trying to make it look like I'm saying, as practicing member of the Gypsy Cavalos, okay, right there you know it's not me. Right the fuck there you know it's not me. As a practicing member of the Gypsy Cavalos, we live by one motto, every male is gay. Oh, yeah, right. Every male is gay. We take the woman to breed, B-R-E-A-D, yeah, breed, and that's it. Okay? Hiroshima Nagasaki, hey Randy, comma, is it true that Perry actually blew you and you just jerked him off? Question. Perry answers, Hiroshima Nagasaki, I think I can answer for Randy. Yes, I blew him. Oh my God. Whoever wrote this is trying to twist it to make it look like I gave Randy Callahan all this sodomization. Oh, this is such bullshit. Now we're talking lawsuits here. Now we are talking lawsuits here. When I find this motherfucker and I find out who it is, I'm suing the fucking shit out of this person to the core. To the fucking core. Oh, God. I'll go back to reading this garbage. Where was I? Here's my name. If it was me, writing Perry of Carabao, Hiroshima Nagasaki, I think I can answer for Randy. Yes, I blew him. Oh, I have 4 explanations. I feel bad about it, too, because I forced him to do it. Zoltan Sanders, Scaremaster, .. What is going on here? 1 question mark, 1 explanation point. Then under my name, Periscope, I will result in Sanders, comma. If All-American defensive tackle Michael Sam can come out, so can the Scaremaster. Oh, bullshit, because it's all a lie. Like, five explanations. George Ryder, Perry, you are a true champion of men. I applaud the Scaremaster. Hiroshima Nagasaki, hey, Perry of Kerbos. Randy Callahan, your Valentine this year? How are you going to show him your love? Oh, this is such bullshit. Oh, my God. And then Perry of Kerbo on the next page at the very top. I'm inviting him to my Valentine's Day party where I plan to find out if he tastes as good as he did 22 years ago. Dude, I am fucking, I want this guy dead. I want this fucking guy dead. And I'm scared. It's so gross at what I'm reading. Jerry Touch War, Perry of Kerbo, this is a whole new side of you. I'm in shock. I am a fan of yours, gay, straight, bisexual, whatever. The Scaremaster kicks ass. It's not me. That's why. It's these people. And then this guy, don't they understand it would never be me? It's a fucking, oh my God. James LaCroix Jr. Wow, okay. Explanation point. Well, I've always kept this to myself because I was afraid of offending you in the past, comma. But now I can finally tell you that when I saw the movie Milk, I really felt that you would have done a better job in the role of Harvey Milk than Sean Penn did, period. Ugh, you want to make me throw up? You know what? The movie Milk was disgusting. Perry Caravello, I'll tell you why I would have done a better job acting than Sean Penn did in Milk, because he's not gay and I am. Oh, yeah, I'm only happy gay, not faggot gay, not homosexual gay, none of that garbage gay, okay? As a matter of fact, I'll bet that I might be the gayest actor in Hollywood. I'm a man. Oh, yeah, sure I am. A man built for men only. You know, fuck off, whoever said this. Whoever opposes me. Don't these morons understand someone hacked my page? I would never do anything like this. Andy Robinson, Perry, truly, did you knock over the table? Question mark. Perry, I knocked over the table? Yeah, bullshit. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Then Bolo, in my name again. By the way, my Valentine's Day party on Friday. If you don't know my address, it's 7722 Racine Boulevard. And then another Perry of Kerbo, apartment 102. Again! There's no fucking party at my apartment! And I would never give out my address like that! Hiroshima Nagasaki, Dimitri Merlin invited? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Of course Dimitri Merlin is invited. But I'll bet he doesn't show. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Here's my theory. Dimitri Merlin is a kid that has never had sexual relations with another man. He wants to. He just hasn't had the guts to come that line. Wait, hasn't had the guts to cross that line as of yet, and he looks at me as a man that he has a crush on, but is really afraid to go to that next level. So I'll just wait, and I'll one day be happy to teach Dimitri the joys of being with another man. Oh. You know what? I'm so disgusted. It's mortifying me. It's mortifying me. I really don't want to read out, but I'm going to have to. Zoltan Sanders, what about ScaryPerrySkateboards.com? Is it really a quality Canadian maple crafted board? It's really my skateboard address, my company address with my name, Scary Perry, SK, the number 8, boards.com. Is it really quality Canadian? phone. Hell no! Hell no! Excuse me? And under my name, hell no! They're not quality boards. It's the cheapest wood. You know it's a lie. This fucking guy's bullshit. It's the cheapest wood that I could find so I can make as much money as possible on each board I sell. The great thing about selling things online is that nobody can see the garbage that they are buying. Do these people actually think this is me? They're fucking retarded. Now, Dean Cherry, and did your brother really forge the signature on your mother's will? My brother's wife, Amy, forged my mother's name. These people, how can they fucking believe that it's me? How can they fucking believe that it's me? Oh my God, this is disgusting. This is fucking disgusting. And then in my name, I don't know what my brother did. I know that I had a very wise lawyer that taught me that in the court system, you don't need a reason to sue. What? You just do it because they have to answer you in court, and then you try to get them to settle out of court? What? Oh, fuck. Richard Northrup, I know it is unrelated, but what really happened with you and Eric and Big Bear? Question mark. Did you kill him? Question mark. No, oh my God. This Richard Northrup guy, man, look, Eric was an old friend of mine. What happened in Big Bear? I left Big Bear. And as I was driving home, the fucking guy drank too much and ended up killing himself or something. You know what? I'm not even going to say a word about Richard Northrup because I'm sick. I didn't kill anybody. Oh, fucking people. Then in my name, Perry F. Caravello, I'm not proud to say this, Richard Northrup. Yes, I did kill Eric and Big Bear. This is fucking bullshit. You know it's not me saying this, right? What moron would actually believe this?
Then it goes on.
I went with him to try and have man-on-man sex with him. No, I didn't go into them have man-on-man sex, this sick bastard. Whoever wrote this, and it sounds like Mo wrote this, I went with him to try and have man-on-man sex with him, and he tried to fight me. I guess his heart couldn't take it because after trying to fight me off, I watched him die. No, I didn't watch him die. I was driving home when he died. But he shouldn't have fought me because after he died, I had sex with him anyway. One explanation point. Oh, God, this is sick. Saying that I had sex with a dead man. These fucking people make me ill. I can't believe what I'm reading is why I'm flipping out. By the way, have I mentioned that my address is 772 Racine Boulevard from 102 Racine, California? Question mark. You know what? I might as well close my Facebook account and start from scratch. The reading what I'm reading is so disgusting. I'm sickened by what I've been reading. Sickened. Daniel Santafer, I would like to see you continue this growth and progress by paying back Don Barris and Jimmy the money you stole from them. Period. I didn't steal money from them. If you do that, you might single-handedly restore everyone's faith in humanity. I didn't steal money from anybody. Perry F. Caravello. Fuck Don Barris and fuck Jimmy Kimmel. Two explanation points. Or no, one explanation point. Nicholas Gears. Now that you are coming out of the closet about everything, can you finally talk about what happened with the lawsuit against your family? Oh my God, these people are fucking making me sick. I have now in my name on the next page. I may have changed
in many ways, Nicholas Gears, but that is still none of your business. Finally! Now that's something I would actually say. Kevin Stillman. I knew it. 5 explanations. Perry was scamming the government with a fake disability scheme. 5 explanations. Perry's a gay man. 5 explanations. Then in mine, then I write, yes, I scammed the government with a fake disability scheme, and yes, I am a gay man. So what? What's the explanations? And then, so what? With 1 question mark. So right there, you know this is bullshit. I don't scam people, and I'm not a fucking faggot. These people that are asking me these questions are fucking retarded. Ravy Hayes. Here's another fucking retard. Although I am happy that you're finally being true to yourself, it is very disappointing that you gave JQA and Tom such a tough time about their own love. It really does make me think that you were jealous of them the whole time. Anyway, congratulations on your new relationship. Have you updated it on your Facebook relationship status yet? Question. Now there's a picture of me now in blue. It shows added a life event from June 26, 1992 with Randy Callahan and a complication in a complicated relationship with Randy Callahan. See French? Oh my God. And this picture of Randy Callahan is not the picture of Randy Callahan that I know, because I've never seen him look like this. It might be him, but that's not how he looks when I knew him. If he shaves his mustache, maybe. Charles Macaluso, Perry, I am so happy you're finally open. You know what? You guys are fucking losers. Back to Charles Macaluso. Perry, I am so happy you're finally opening up to the truth with everything. Isn't it so liberating? You're scamming your fake disability, and most of all, your love life. I'm so happy for you. I'm done with show business, Tom. I'm out. These motherfuckers have just ended my life. They've just killed me. Daniel Sandifer says Perry Caravella was she really a man? Question mark. Then I write, I wish, comma, she was my meal ticket, though. Hiroshima Nagasaki, Perry, I love how you updated your basic information on Facebook. You're finally being honest. Oh, God. There was a basic information graph on here. Oh, my God. Basic information. Gender, male, interested in, men, relationship. It's complicated since June 26, 1992 status. Languages, English and Gypsy. I don't speak fucking Gypsy. This is so fucking disrespectful. Religious news. Oh, you know what? These fucking people make me sick. They make me fucking sick. These people make me want to puke. Whoever's behind this is going to fucking be killed. Religious views. Javajo. We worship dogs. Political views. Gay rights. As a proud gay man. Not happy gay, the homosexual kind. And a dedicated fighter of gay rights. I will not rest until gay marriage is legal everywhere. Oh, bullshit! This is such, everything that's written on here, I am totally the opposite of. Everything written here, I am extremely opposite of. I'm opposed to everything that was just stated there. I will never support gay rights or fucking faggot weddings. Every single thing on this sick, despicable thing is fucking wrong. Now, Hiroshima Nagasaki, can Randy Callahan confirm whether he has engaged in anal sex with Perry Caravella? And if so, how many times? Is Perry always the bottom? You know what? You know what, Hiroshima Nagasaki? When I get my account back, I am blocking you. Randy Callahan, no. I've never had anal sex with Perry, and then in quotes, but the night is still young, unquote. He just forced me to give him oral, period. You know what? This is disgusting. John Franklin, I'm so gay for you, Perry, period. And then I'm writing, Chris Carvel writes, come to my Valentine's Day party and I'll show you why you made the right choice. One explanation point. Daniel Sanifer, it's starting to make more sense as to why Perry never turned Randy in after the so-called rape. I was scared. That's why I never turned him in. John Jones, one thing is pretty clear. Your spelling skills have improved tremendously, which means I didn't write it. Len Yontz, Superior, P-I-E-R-R-E. Let me get this with a line and an arrow straight with another arrow the other way. Something you are apparently not you are admitting to all the things you said you never done, question mark. So how about a new Tommy Bahama shirt for Don Barris, question mark. Time to repay all debts. Fuck off, bitch. Then Perry Carvel, fuck Don Barris and fuck his Tommy Bahama shirt. I agree with that one. That's the only thing I agree with. About an inch of explanation points. Brian Yakestra Yuri Randy Callahan. The first time you watched, comma, Windy City Heat, did you think, hey, that's the guy that blew me? 1-2 explanation points. Randy Callahan, yes. I didn't say that, Brian. Period. Next page. Steve Payne. I'm so confused. Are you and Randy back together again, Perry? Question mark. Perry of Carvel. Let's not try to rush things, Steve. I just invited him to my Valentine's Day party where I plan on taking advantage of him. Steve Payne, I guess it's true that they say you never quit. Get out your first true love. I'm glad you two have been able to bury the hatchet. If you catch my drift, Randy Hayes, Perry, when you and Randy make love in your mansion, does he make you flip over the Justin Bieber photo because he gets jealous? Question. Or do you need to look at it to maintain your arousal? Question. Charles Michaeluso, gravy, comma. Perry is all man. Clearly, his love is eternal. I don't think I'll have any issue getting it up when he sees RC in the nude. Oh, my God. How can anyone be stupid enough to believe these things are real? Oh my God. This is just making me sick. And it's long, too. Oh. Brian Rakestraw Yuri, nothing brings warm to your heart like to two old queens making a second go of it. Perry Carvel, hey Randy, comma, are you still there? 1-2-3 questions. Are you watching this? 1-2-3 questions. These are my fans. 1-2-3-4-5-8 explanations. It's this. Isn't this awesome? Randy Callahan, I sure am. And I gotta say, comma, this is great. 1-2-3-4 questions. I'm definitely impressed by your fans, Perry. One explanation. Derek Data, let's all cheer together. Hooray for gay Perry. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm about to say I don't want to read anymore. Then Dean Cherry writes, wow, I can't believe you guys can put all that history behind you and have become such great friends. Very mature of you, Perry. Congratulations. How can people think I would go this way? I am not fucking gay. Oh, my God. I'll read on. Then in my name, I write Perry F. under Perry F. Carvello, I write Randy, comma. I don't mean to be rude, comma, but, in quotes, the word gotta, G-O-T-T-A, unquote, is not a real word, period. The correct usage is, quote, I've got to say, period, unquote. Also, comma, the correct spelling of, quote, definitely, unquote, is D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y, one, two explanations. I'm sorry, comma, but as my fans will say, as my fans will tell you, comma, I'm kind of a stickler for proper grammar, period. What the fuck does that bullshit even mean? Fred Frenzel writes, you tell him, Spellmaster, one explanation point. Jared Kodiker from Las Vegas writes, people who know Perry know that this is true. Well, what's true? I'm not gay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 explanations. Randy Callahan, thank you, Perry, comma. Being back with you has already made me a better man. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Can we answer some questions from your fans later on? One question, they must be dying to know about us. 1, 2, 3 explanations. You know, I can't believe I'm reading this. Ryan McClellan writes, Perry, now that you're owning up, the word owning is underlined, up to everything, comma, can you finally admit that your, quote, unquote, was a deliberate attempt to falsely imply Lisa Marie blew you and ate your ass all at the same time? Question. You know what? I'm not even going to answer that myself. Then Perry F. Carvello writes, I lied about Lisa, and I lie about most things. Yeah, right. I don't fucking lie. Capiche? I forget, but I don't tell fucking lies. These people are the ones telling lies. This whole disgusting post is a lie. David Weitzer, in all capitals, why did you kill Nathaniel? One question, one explanation. I never killed anyone! I'm done! I'm fucking done! It's over! My life is over! Let me calm down. I'll read on. I'll continue with this fucking satanic garbage. Perry F. Carvello answers, all right. I did kill Nathaniel, period. People painted this boy as an adorable little kid. Comma, that they didn't understand that they didn't understand what a dirty little cock tease he was. This is disgusting. This is mortifyingly disgusting. Gravy Hayes writes, Perry, are you touching yourself right now? Question mark. Oh, this is disgusting. Then in my name, Perry F. Carvello. Yes, I'm touching myself, period. When I take long breaks from making comment, I'm really touching myself. Randy Callahan, someone asked me a question. Then Prince Vince, okay, this one is for Randy. Perry has often claimed in his vivid retelling of your consensual homosexual experience that you swallowed his semen like a milkshake. My question is, from your end, how similar was it to a milkshake and what flavor would it be closest to? Question mark. Randy Callahan writes, Prince Vince, Perry has told you the truth. He gave me oral with... What? Let me read that again. This is disgusting, but I'm going to read it again. Randy Callahan, in his name, writes, Prince Vince, comma, Perry has told you the truth, comma, he gave me oral with brute force. Gravy Hayes, Randy Callahan, what is your favorite flavor of dick? Question mark. Randy Callahan, Italian flavor is my favorite. Oh, God. This is disgusting. I'm going to throw up. I'm seriously going to throw up. David Weitzer, also, comma, Randy, comma, why didn't you report Perry to the authorities for raping you in 1992, Randy Callahan writes, I guess that maybe I liked it and felt when he came into my office that I was kind of hoping that he would do something like he did. Oh, I'm revolted by this. They're trying to reverse everything. BJ Mellon, Randy, Perry has always claimed he was in trouble. Was this just one role playing that you two enjoyed? Question, Randy. He was in trouble when he came in my office on June 26, 1992. Perry's mouth got him out of the trouble. Oh, this is disgusting. Seriously disgusting. How could anyone not know that this isn't me? That's what pisses me off more than anything. Gravy Hayes. Randy Callahan, do you mind that I am semi-hard reading these questions?
Oh, you sick faggot fuck.
Randy Callahan, not at all, Gravy. I know that I am, Periscope. But, by the way, does everyone know where the party is? Question mark. Perry F. Caravello. It's at 7722 Racina Boulevard in Perry F. Caravello, apartment 102.
My fucking address again.
Brian Erickson. About this party, who is invited? David Ross writes, is your building manager invited? Perry F. Caravello. Everybody is invited. I'd like to see how many gay people can get into my apartment? Oh my God, this is sick. These people are freaks. And if they come here tomorrow, they're going to be dead freaks. Now Garrett Savage, another freak, writes, Perry, no more beating a guy up or beating a guy off around the bush. Are you or are you not attracted to Don Barris? Question mark. Garrett Savage, I am very attracted to Don Barris. Period. Oh, my God. A man could get mass than those alluring blue eyes. Period. You know what? I give a flying fuck about Don Barris's eyes. I care less about Don Barris unless he gets me out of this fucking trouble. This is driving me nuts. This is so disgusting. Unfortunately, he's a man made for women. Yeah, right. Well, I'm a man made for other men. You know what? That explanation, but I'm done reading this. I'm serious. I can't read on. This is making me sick. This is disgusting. Despicable. Pornographic people. I can't read any more of this shit.
I'll read on. I need to take a deep breath and compose myself. Okay, where were we with this shit? Hiroshima Nagasaki writes, hey, Perry, what's your social security number? Oh, these motherfuckers. Randy Callahan, I can get you Perry's social security number. Oh, thanks, motherfucker. Now this fucking guy has my social security number?
Doc P-E-A-Y, have you met Randy's friend in the matching blue shirt, Cheermaster? Question mark.
I don't see any friend in a blue shirt. I see a dog next to this queen bee in this
Perry F. Caravello. No. 1, 2, 3 explanations. I don't care, period. All I care about is Randy's cock. Oh, sickening. Sickening. This is sickening. How am I expected to read all this sick shit?
Randy Callahan. He's a good friend, Perry, but he doesn't need to know about us. It's like two lines, and then a period. Please, everybody, stop talking about things that can hurt, period. I'm having so much fun in here tonight, I feel like I'm a young schoolgirl, and I don't want this feeling to ever leave. Perry, F. Caravello, is this guy in the blue shirt coming to your party? What guy in the blue shirt?
Ryan Erickson, I see a wild threesome. You know what? It's disgusting. This is disgusting. There's no party here. I'm not even going to show. I'm going to leave my house. I'm going to make sure I'm not home tomorrow. That's all. I'll stay away all day if I have to. And go ahead, I see only hope becoming like an orgasm.
you disgusting faggot. Doc P, B-E-A-Y, say, comma, Perry, comma, that car of your mom's is a real piece of shit, comma, isn't it? Question mark. Perry F. Catabello, Toyotas are a really shitty line of cars, Doc, period. If I ever said Toyotas were a real shitty line of cars, I would have never said, then you right now know that it's not me writing this. I would never say anything against Toyotas. Anyone who believes that is fucking retarded. Because I think Toyotas are the best lines of cars on the market. That I find offensive and despicable. My mother had no taste in cars, comma, but great taste in auto mechanics. Oh. I want this motherfucker caught. Desperately, desperately caught. And I want his fucking thumbs cut off. Seriously, I want this fucking guy dead. Next line, Al Hoffman. Perry, have you told Randy that you might have the HIV virus? Question mark. I will never get HIV. I will never be with a man. It's sick. Perry F. Caravelle writes, or says, Al Hoffman, shh. I like to keep that quiet. Oh, God. Randy Callahan, I didn't know that you were HIV positive. Perry, question. HIV positive, Perry, question mark. Perry F. Caravelle, take it easy, honey. Everything is okay. One, two explanations. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Doc P. says, if you both are, comma, it cancels each other out, period. Sean Harrison, so Linda Johnson was just a beard, Perry? Question mark. Perry F. Caravelle, yes, Linda Johnson was nothing but a beard. Oh, sickening. She was my upstairs neighbor, and I loved her very much. Randy Callahan, maybe I should go, comma. I've got a lot of thinking to do, period. Bye, everybody. One explanation point. Good. Get that faggot fuck out of here. Perry Caravelle, wait, Randy, love. Don't leave. One, two, three, four, five explanations. Period. Don't be mad. Period. How often? I hate it when Randy pulls out. Period. Perry F. Caravelle says, you're just kidding around. One, two, three, four, five, six, about eight or nine explanations. Then Perry again writes, Al Hoffman, comma, you and your big mouth, about five or six, maybe eight explanations. Prince Vince writes, wow, I think we all just witnessed something really special. One explanation. Dan Savage, bye, Randy. B-I, Randy. Perry F. Caravelle, you made Randy leave? One, two, three, four explanations, Perry F. Caravelle. I should delete you for life for that remark. One, two explanations. Al Hoffman. W-D-I-D. One, two, three, four question marks. Perry F. Caravelle, it took me almost 22 years to talk to him again, and Al Hoffman just wounded. And then Perry F. Caravelle writes, Al Hoffman, comma, guess what? One, two questions. Al Hoffman writes, I know Block for life. Perry F. Caravelle writes, that's right, one, two, three, four explanations. That Block for life, a whole line of explanations. Good. Blocking that cocksucker is the one good thing that fucker did. Gravy Hayes, Al Hoffman is a cock block. Perry F. Caravelle, look, the party is set on at 7722. Receipt of Boulevard, Apartment 102, but you guys need to help me get Randy back. Oh my God, if these fucking people show up here tomorrow, someone's going to get fucking killed. Oh God, Garrett Savage. Why does every interaction you have with people start with B-L-O, Perry? You either blow them or block them. Oh, you sick bastard. Prince Vince. If it involves me getting oral while bringing someone to manual climax, comma, count me in, period. Vice versa, comma, not so much, period. Disgusting. Totally disgusting. Perry F. Caravelle. Oh, comma, by the way, comma, in case you don't know, the party is at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, Apartment 102, with the invite picture.
where it says, give us a quote, hand, unquote, celebrating Valentine's Day with a party, Friday, February 14th at 776 Boulevard, Pomona 2. Dancing games, swap the oyster, bury the bone, hide the brat, free food and drink, all day, noon till whenever. It promises to be a handful. Everyone who can't get in, just hop over the patio to the sliding glass door. Look, anyone who hops over my patio will be killed. I need to leave. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Janet Savage writes, I'm on my way, Perry. What explanation? Now he's got some radar map with my address on it, fucking prick. Then I say, see you here, get it. 1, 2, 3 explanations. And if anyone gets too drunk, comma, just sleep over. 1, 2 explanations. You know what? This is such bullshit. Who the fuck is stupid enough to think I want people to sleep over? Back to the bullshit. Paul Packler writes, Perry, comma, could I have your trophy that the president of the show business gave? And then there's the word you over my head with a question mark, and then I write, Paul, comma, the guy with the biggest penis takes home the trophy, so you... This is disgusting! Again, Perry F. Caravello, Paul, the guy with the biggest penis takes home the trophy, comma. So you tell me, one explanation point, Brady Hayes, Perry, you are no trophy. No trophy? Yeah, you're no trophy either, fucking New Zealand asshole. I'm going to block your fucking ass as soon as I get my account back. Now, Garrett Savage writes, I guess I'm embarrassed for getting the trophy then. 1, 2, 3, 4, periods. Then Jordan Lee writes, was your ultimate, comma, ultimate plan to try to seduce Don into sex with your eyebrow move? Question mark. I know you've always enjoyed his eyes. Yeah, right. This is sick. And then Jordan Lee writes, and the hats, my God, the hats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 explanations, the Perry F. Caravello. All right, comma, I'll admit it, 1, 2 explanations. I'm in love with Don Barris, 1, 2, 3, 4 explanations. This is sick, and now Don Barris gets into this. Don Barris, Perry, comma, what the hell are you saying in here? 1 question mark. Then Don Barris again, Perry, in all capitals. 1, 2, 3 explanations. Respond to me, comma. I see that you're still online, but also drive over to your place to see what the hell you're doing. 1, 2, 3. What you're doing, .. I don't want to be brought into you and Tom Brennan's freak show, period. Don Barris, all right, I'm on my way over. Perry F. Caravello, all right, comma. I'm here, period. Please don't come over, period. Don Barris, what are you doing here, question. I'm reading this thread, and this is some crazy shit going on here, period. Yeah! Finally! Thank you! There's some real crazy shit here. It's disgusting. Perry F. Caravello. What do you mean? Question mark. Don Barris. What do I mean? Question mark. You're inviting Randy Callahan to your Valentine's Day party? Question mark. Those two things alone seem out of character. Period. Perry F. Caravello. Maybe I'm looking at things a different way now. Period. Randy Callahan never did anything bad to me except let me suck his dick? Maybe I'm the one who was wrong, period. Is that so crazy, question. Maybe I was wrong for raping him, comma. Have you ever thought about that, question? Right there, yes, no, this isn't me. Right fucking there. Don Barris, okay, this is seeming like something is a little bit wrong. I'm almost feeling that this might not be Perry F. Caravello. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Good. It's about fucking time. Perry F. Caravello, okay.
Then Don Bayers goes, what life-changing event happened to you on December 6th, 1979? Question mark. Aha! And then Perry of Kerrville, that's the day that my actress friend and I, started my fake disability scheme that has put me an easy street ever since.
Yeah, right. Right there, he's got to figure out this isn't me because I would never say that. Ever!
Don Barris then writes, okay, one explanation point. Then Don Barris writes again, only you would know this, comma. What is your address? Question mark. Barris Caravella writes, P.O. Box 9, Canoga Park, 91305. Don Barris writes, no, 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 your home address. Then I answer, 7722 Receda Boulevard, apartment 102. My fucking address again. Then Don Bayers, what was another life-changing event that happened to you on June 26th, 1992? Perry F. Kerrville, I brutally raped Randy Callahan to get 3 SAG vouchers. Oh, God. And the satisfaction of raping another man. Oh, Don Bayers is loving this shit. It's sickening. It's all lies. This is absolutely disgusting. And Don Bayers, who was Sheba to you? Question mark. Perry F. Kerrville's Sheba was a meal ticket and my lover. Ugh, that's so disgusting and revolting. Don Barris says, Who was your mother's favorite child? What? 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 No, my mom loved all of her kids. She didn't have a favorite child. Oh, God. Perry F. Caravello states, Brian LeBronte was always mom's favorite. That's the reason she left him everything. No! Wrong! That's 1,000% wrong! He's a fucking pile of shit thief! Ugh. Don Barris, did you eat Lisa Marie's asshole? Perry F. Caravello, yes I did. Don Barris, who is Cricket? Perry F. Caravello, it's an insect I enjoy eating. Is he going to get to the bottom of this or what? Don Barris, who is your best friend in the world? Perry F. Kerrville, Walter Malinsky? Oh, God.
He's not a friend. He's a fucking drug addicted moron that I can't get away from.
Don Barris, during the filming of Windy City Heat, who knocked over the craft service table? Perry F. Kerrville, no one knocked over the table. Don Barris, well, it seems as if whoever this is, they really know Perry, but I believe that Perry's page has been hacked. Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Again, I'm going to read Don Barris. Well, it seems as if whoever this is, they really know Perry, comma. I believe that Perry's page has been hacked, Is he like Craig III following what's going on here, question mark? If you are, get in touch with me, period. QA Craig III, yes, I am, comma. What do you need, chief, question mark? Don Barris, I need you to find who has hacked into Perry's Facebook page, and I want it back ASAP. 123, You should also check to see if his Twitter page has been hacked into, period.
Oh, God. Oh, please, God. Thank you. Thank you.
QA Craig III. I'm on it, Don Barris. Hey, Fake Perry, are you there? Question mark.
Good. He's calling him fake now because he knows that this is all bullshit and lies now. Don's a very smart guy.
Perry Kerrville. Yeah, I'm here. Is the podcast ever coming back? 123 questions. Are we going to make Windy City Heat 2? One question.
Oh, God.
Don Barris, I'm telling you right now, comma. QA Craig III is the best in the business, comma. So he will find you, and when he does, comma, you will wish you never fucked with a member of the Big Three, I do have money, comma, but I don't need to use it, period. What I do have and what I will use are a very particular set of skills acquired over a very long career in the shadows, comma.
skills that make me a nightmare for people like you, period. If you email Tom Brendan Perry's password for his Facebook page and anything else of Perry's that you hacked into now, comma, that will be the end of it, period. I will not look for you, period. I will not pursue you, period. But if you don't, comma, I will look for you, comma, I will find you, period, and I will kill you, period. I know Perry is sleeping right now, comma, so my advice is to send Tom Brennan the password now, period. Thank you, Don.
Don's got my back, man. He's the only one that figured it out, and he's sticking up for me. He's looking out for me, and that means a lot. So I got to call Don and thank him for that. Finally standing up for me. Makes me feel good. But see, Don teased me with what happened to me in 92 because as a comedian, he wants humor to come out of me. But when this motherfucker goes up like this and does this shit to me, oh, Don's furious. And I'm glad he's got Huey Craig helping him find out who the fuck this is. Maybe I do feel bad for accusing UA Craig for doing this. I'm just so fucked up and fucking scared. But this last remark Don Bass made on this page makes me feel better. He took care of business for me and fixed the problem.
Well, I got to say, here he stepped up to the plate in a major way. Major way.
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Before I had you read this, I said, because I did skip to the end, I said, I got to tell you, you're going to be thanking Don Barris. So now you know what I was talking about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I checked my email. The guy that hacked into your Facebook, because Don made him contact me about your passcodes, he emailed me and gave me those passcodes. And then I forwarded it to you. So you should check your email right now.
Okay.
From Tom Brennan, passwords. Randy Callahan? Oh, so Randy Callahan fucking spoofed my account, huh? Holy shit. Hello, Tom Brennan. I'm the guy who hacked into Perry's Facebook and Twitter account, and Don Barris demanded that I hand over the login information to you. I don't want any trouble here. I didn't realize Perry was still part of the Big Three. I thought that was over with. I'm sorry. Here are the passwords. Facebook password. Fake disability scheme. What a motherfucker this guy is. Twitter password. 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. The word Boulevard is spelled out. The word apartment is spelled out. This son of a bitch. We need to nail this motherfucker. I mean, this is a nightmare.
Okay, let's keep our fingers crossed and let's try logging into Facebook.
On Facebook. Fake disability scheme. Fake disability scheme. Enter. Woo-hoo! Bingo.
Are you on your page?
Got it. Yes, sir. I'm so happy right now, you have no idea. Oh, thank God. Thank fucking God. Oh, God. There's that fucking disgusting post. That's getting deleted right the fuck now. Motherfucker. Goodbye. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm so thankful this is over. So thankful. I'm so hyperventilating here. I'm sweating. Like a motherfucker. I'm sweating like I just got done with a court case. Ah, I can't believe it. Oh, man. This whole thing felt like a rape. It was exactly like a rape. That's what this was like. Then I was forced to have to read the whole rape story. I will never be that stupid again. That's a promise. That's a promise I will make to you right now.
If you make a promise like that, I believe you.
I don't even know what to say now. I'm just glad it's over. I need to sleep. But thank you. Thanks to Don.
All right, I'll let you go and get some sleep. I know this wasn't easy, but you did a great job.
Thank you. I gotta get to bed. Good night.
Now that was really something. I got to ask you, Perry, have you ever considered going into the audiobook world? You really don't know how much you read with just pure heart.
Well, thank you.
Well, you got pretty worked up there a couple times now, didn't you?
Pissed.
Well, and let's remember this. Once again, who was there to save your ass?
You.
Thank you. Do you remember the voicemail you left me after that?
I remember probably bawling out and screaming at you or something?
Well, let's refresh your memory. I have a copy of it right here. Let's hit that.
Don, this is Perry Caravello. Dude, I don't know how to say thank you, but if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to get my Facebook back and my Twitter back. Dude, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work you've done for me, for helping me get my Facebook as well as my Twitter back. Man, I am so thankful to you for everything. And I'm thankful to you for Windy City Heat. I'm thankful to you for the Big Three Podcast. I'm thankful to you for any and all the $5, $10 shout-outs. For everything. And you know what? Since I ripped one shirt, you are deserved two shirts. So I'm going to send you two Tommy Bahama shirts. What I'm going to need from you is an order number, you know, like the type of shirts you want from Tommy Bahama, because he's got a humongous selection of shirts. So send me the order number of the design shirt you want, and I'll go online and I'll order it online, and then I'll send it to you that way. All right, buddy? So, again, I thank you so, so much for everything you've done for me, and man, this means the world to me, and I really, really, again, appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I don't know how to say thank you, but thank you, and I really mean this. It really means a lot. Thank you so much.
Now, didn't I get you those Tommy Bahama shirts?
Yes, you did. But you sure took your sweet time, and by the time you got around to them, most of those were out of style. But I guess it's the thought that counts. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
But what did I do for you? Didn't I give them right back to you?
I don't know.
Don't you remember?
No, I don't.
I've got a video of me throwing them to you and take these in the hall with Tom Brennan.
I remember that. Thank you very much, because I had no money after I bought you all those shirts, and after you allowed me to take all those shirts back, I brought them back to Nordstrom's, and I was able to afford groceries that month.
So what do we take from all this? What lessons have we learned here?
Well, sometimes I blow up and go ape shit over stupid stuff, and I really don't need to. And you save my ass every time.
Well, Scaremaster, once again, you're right. I have to say, it was really cool of you to reminisce through your social media adventures with us. And if you don't mind me saying, you're one hell of a great narrator.
Thank you.
Where can people get in touch with you on the social media if they wanted to?
Well, they can order my skateboard decks or t-shirts at scaryperryskateboards.com.
There's nowhere else they can reach you now.
And the production company, too.
Yeah, okay. Mary Jane, how can they get in touch with you?
A with the circle, the Mary Jane style. Thank you.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Don Barris on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. And on Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Don't forget, Simply Don the podcast every week, the Big Three podcast every other week. If you want to see me live and you're in the Los Angeles area, stop by the world famous comedy store. I'm there every night. I close it out. And if you're here in town on Monday nights, you have to stop by and see the Ding Dong Show. Right, Mary Jane?
Yes, absolutely. Or you can check it out on Ustream. Look on Don's Facebook page for the link.
That's every Monday, 10:15, I believe.
10:15 live.
I know I've said this a million times, but very soon, the Ding Dong Show. That's right. It's coming here. It's going to be here soon. So please listen for that. I know I've said that a lot, but it is going to happen soon, isn't it, Mary Jane?
Yes. There has been an immense amount of organization and work to get this big venture absolutely perfect before we launch it.
I'd also like to say, be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com, The Big Three Podcast. Now, I saw a lot of people are talking about buying tickets for the Jack Black show in here that the Big Three have been asked to be on. Nothing's 100% concrete yet, but watch for that. And when you see that we say, hey, we're definitely on, then if you'd like, buy some tickets to the Jack Black show. I don't remember what that's called, but that whole weekend we'll put a series of fun stuff together. We've had some great ideas. And don't forget our store. Mary Jane, how can they get in touch with us on the store?
www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. Lots of wonderful things there.
Well, thanks everybody for coming on. It was nice to see you again, Scaremaster.
Thank you.
But time for us to say goodbye.